The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience. Amazon is to buy podcast producer Wondery. Terms weren't disclosed, but the deal is likely to be worth around $300 million, says a New York Times report. Amazon says that Wondery shows will not become exclusive to the Amazon platform, adding, "This is a pivotal moment to expand the Amazon music offering beyond music." Hernan Lopez will step down as Wondery's CEO, and Jen Sargent will take over running the company when the deal takes place. Lopez is currently charged with wire fraud and money laundering as part of an unrelated US government investigation into corruption. He denies the charges. Adam Curry calls Amazon's purchase clearing the decks for more independent and free voices. Austin Reef, a co-founder of newsletter Morning Brew, suggests that this is further evidence that media companies do not provide the scale and returns needed for VCs. We've got our own analysis coming up later. In other news, the podcast movement Facebook group has reached 50,000 members. The group adds around 500 members every 2 weeks, according to statistics shared by Jared Easley. And according to reports made to the SEC, Libsyn's president, COO and principal executive officer Laurie Sims was awarded $917,000 in Libsyn shares on Monday. She'll also be entitled to receive at least $500,000 in cash at midnight tonight, a bonus for completing 3 years of her employment contract with the company. Happy New Year. In podcast news today, Visionaries is a fantasy podcast about racism and human evolution. Nearing extinction in 2185, the remaining human race opens rebellion against their slave masters, the superior visionary race. It's a podcast with ad sales by Fable and Folly, and we thank them for their support this month. And Podyssey has combined all the other best podcasts of 2020 lists into their own ultimate list of lists. Chosen at random, Floodlines from The Atlantic focuses on New Orleans and a tale of rumours and betrayal. So here's our view on the Wondery and Amazon deal announced today. Wonder has shown itself as a powerhouse for podcast publishing, especially launching new shows. If you look at Podtrac's top 25 new podcasts of 2020, for example, they had 11 shows from Wondery, which makes them easily the largest publisher of new shows this year. Jen Sargent, who'll take over management of the company, outlined her strategy last year. If you want to see that, it's linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. However, unlike Gimlet or The Ringer, Wondery's success has been international in scope, reaching agreements with a wide range of advertising partners outside the US, like Canada or Australia, or the UK, where they launched a joint venture with Stitcher. Wondery was on track to bring in more than $40 million in revenue this year, but crucially, 25% of that revenue is from licensing deals to TV or companies like Stitcher Premium and Amazon's Audible, as well as their own Wondery Plus service and licensing with overseas partners, because they've particularly spent considerable time adapting and translating their shows into other languages. Dr. Death made it to the number one slot simultaneously in 5 different countries when it was translated, and the company has worked with local partners to launch their shows in other countries. So we've seen Business Wars in Japanese and in Arabic, for example. Wondery have been particularly active in Latin America, where Amazon too is strong. Wondery has also spent time ensuring that their business is more than just podcasts. Dirty John became a TV show for Bravo. Dr. Death is under production for Universal. And The Shrink Next Door is to be made for Apple TV, among many others that have been optioned for television. So Amazon is a good fit for Wondery. Amazon have a large international footprint too, but they're also in need of good, cheap content for Amazon Prime, their subscription video offering, content that Wondery is well equipped to incubate. Amazon's nascent podcasting platform appears to be growing well, though Amazon Podcast really isn't available in many countries, so perhaps that's one reason why the company is keen to stress that Wondery content will continue to be available across all podcasting platforms. What Amazon don't get is Wondery's current CEO, Hernan Lopez. He's a charismatic leader and he'll step down as the deal is done, presumably to concentrate on his upcoming court case. Now, Lopez has been keen to add Hollywood-style razzmatazz to the industry. He's worked to launch the Podcast Academy earlier this year, which is focusing on their own award ceremony, the AMBYs. But the organisation isn't involved in any best practice work or industry groups. They don't bring the glamour that Lopez wants. And any excitement about the Podcast Academy, I'm afraid, appears to have fizzled out somewhat. With Lopez's exit from the industry, it'll be interesting to see whether Amazon allows its Wondery division to give the Podcast Academy the focus that it needs to succeed. So is this the last piece of M&A activity in podcasting? Well, it certainly was the largest company still available, but there will be more acquisitions on the horizon. In particular, Amazon lacks the long tail that a consumer podcast host can give them. Just as Acast bought Pippa, Spotify bought Anchor, and SiriusXM bought Simplecast, Amazon could own a show of its own as a way to reach other platforms and to incubate new talent. Amazon also lacks any podcasting ad tech companies. Art19, which hosts a number of the largest podcasts in the world, remains privately owned. So, let's watch this space. And this update from Pod News was with help from Memberful. Sell memberships to your podcast audience and make revenue. Memberful works with your existing podcast hosting, so there's no need to change anything. So if your New Year's resolution is to earn more money from your podcast, you can find out more about Memberful at memberful.com. That's M-E-M-B-E-R-F-U-L.com. And that's the latest from podnews.net.